Hi, this is Doug Laura. Today I'd like to talk about the role of the Azure Partner Administrator on the Enterprise Portal. When you first log in to this role, you're going to log into a user interface that looks like this. Because this user interface just rolled out July 1st, I'm going to point out some things. First of all, support is available here at the bottom through Link. Enterprise Portal will come back to our team. Technical and billing take you to the management portal and presume that you have the role of an account owner with a subscription. You can change the language here. There's a new feature here for feedback. And if you noticed also when I click on my little icon up here, it shows the account that I'm logged in with and it gives me the ability to sign out. If you want to provide us feedback, you click on the little quote boxes here. And a slide out comes from the right-hand side where you can give feedback on the user interface or anything else you want. Anything that has a little blue pen next to it is editable. And basically, you progress across the menu items up here at the top. When you first log in, you don't have access to some of these, and you'll get the no access icon available because basically the first step for you is to select an enrollment. Let me talk just a little bit about authentication. The edit button here allows you to set the authentication method. Basically, there's two ways that you can authenticate to an enterprise portal. One of those is using the Microsoft account, also known as a Live ID. You can associate that with any email address, really, in the world. And the other is called a work or school account, which presumes that you have Azure Active Directory access. If you have an Office 365 domain, for example, you would have an Azure Active Directory associated with it. All right, so the first thing you're going to do once you are in this portal, well, first of all, you'll see a list of the current enterprise I'm sorry, the current partner administrators. You can manage this list. You could remove people from the list. As you see, you can edit their entries, which is going to relate to the frequency of notifications they get. You can add additional enterprise administrators by clicking on this button. A slide out comes where you can add the additional information for a new enterprise, sorry, for a new partner administrator. But other than those administrative things, you're really going to go look at your enrollments. So you click on the Enrollments tab, and up is going to come a iconic view with boxes for each one of your enrollments. You have the ability to flip back and forth between a boxed view and a list view. The list view does give you a little bit more information. So, for example, it'll tell you the start and end dates, the support level that they purchased, the markup status, which will either be disabled in preview or published. And very occasionally, we see a status, another status, but it doesn't really apply to you as a partner. You'll see if the enrollment is in an overage condition or if they have a prepaid balance, and if so, what that balance is. Same information we're seeing in the list view is available in the box view, but only after selecting that enrollment. You'll see additional information related to it. So I've selected an enrollment here that already has a little icon up at the top right corner. That indicates that this enrollment already has a published markup. One of the things that I definitely want to deal with today is the markup. But before I do, let me just again orient a few more things related to this new user interface. First, I can select between active and inactive enrollments. I can also expand or contract the view here. So if I have additional data below, it will generally collapse that view. But I can, list all of them here showing just active or inactive. All right, next I want to show you how to publish a markup for an enrollment. That's one of the most frequently used features for an enrollment. That's what, when we do an onboarding meeting for an indirect customer, we're going to tell them to contact you as the partner about publishing a markup if you haven't already. So let me select this enrollment, currently in an overage status. You'll notice that it moves to the left, so the enrollment that you're operating on becomes the focal point here in the icon, and it also comes to the top of the list in the list view. To publish a markup, you're going to go into the reports view. This is going to bring you into the usage summary by default, and it's going to bring you into the new version of the usage summary, which has a graphical interface. The graphic here is going to show any prepaid balance that they have, and you'd see that over time go down as they spent against it. Or in this case, this enrollment has no prepaid balance, so all the usage is going to be in overage. We highlight the usage by color, so you could see that green would be utilized against a prepaid commitment, red is in overage, yellow are charges billed separately, which are going to be invoiced back in arrears, and purple are marketplace services, which are also going to be billed back in arrears. One thing about this view, I have toggle buttons up here that show me monthly versus a quarterly view. The quarterly view is more like the traditional view that we used to provide, where you can see the beginning balance, purchases, spend against it, etc. And then the monthly view gives you this new graphical image showing you the month that you're in. It'll always select the current month, but you can go back and look at other months in history as well. All right, you notice up here that related to markup, it says that no markup is set. And if a markup was published here, you'd see that and the amount. So let me click on that where it says no markup set. That brings a window just above where I can set a markup. The markup amount can be anything from minus 100 to plus 100. If you want to pass through to the indirect customer the same prices that you received from Microsoft, zero is the correct markup. That passes them through with no increase. For the sake of this illustration, I'm going to use 5% as a markup amount. So I set that here, and I select Preview. In preview, this essentially allows me to see what impact this would have on the customer. At this point, I've not finalized this, I've not published it, so it's only giving me as a partner the view of what this impact would have. You'll also notice it switched me directly to the customer view here, and it now is showing me the service charges as $91.98. That is basically a 5% markup over what I saw previously here, and I can see by clicking on the toggle of $87.60. So this is the impact of a 5% markup. In the customer's portal, if I publish this markup, this is the view that they would see when they went to their usage summary, and all the data related to it would be marked up as well. I didn't show you earlier, but if I scroll down to the bottom of the page here, I'll see a breakout of that usage. So I can see here that this is basically some virtual machines, and I see the total cost here. And this is also what the customer would see. If I toggle back to the partner's view, I'm going to see what those costs are actually being billed to you as the partner at the partner's cost, again, 5% less. You'll also notice the unit prices had changed, so 438, 657. Toggle back over. 460, 690. So just like when you change the markup here, the end result goes up, also the prices go up. You can go to the view price sheet, and you can there also see the impact by toggling between the partner view and the customer view. Important to note that if you do this in the middle of a term for an agreement, this partner markup is going to apply all the way back to the start of the term. The point here is designed, the markup is designed that you and the customer will come to zero at the same time. You would both go into overage. Once a customer is in overage, you're going to be billing them back in arrears for the usage, and you can apply the same markup that was involved, at the same markup that you published here. So if I publish this markup, which I'm going to do next, Now the markup is set, and in this field where markup, it shows me what I've done, and the uplift price has been published to the customer. At this point, the customer for the very first time will have several reports available to them. They will now have this usage summary, which they previously only had a service usage report. Now they have the usage summary with cost. In the download usage data, they will now see two additional columns. Those columns will be the resource rate and the extended cost. For them, they will only see it at the marked up rate, and they will now see a price sheet that will show them only the marked up prices, not the partner prices. If I go into this price sheet here, I also want to show you something that you will see as a partner. The danger of doing real demos waiting on the portal. I think this is not rendering because, oh, here we go. What I wanted to show you here is that at the top of the price list, there's also a spreadsheet that lists the Azure Marketplace price list. So if the customer has purchased Marketplace services, you will see the prices for those services here. We will be invoicing you, the partner, for the customer's spend in the Marketplace, and we expect you to invoice them, the customer, when we invoice you or after we invoice you. And that's why we're showing you the prices here. These are third-party prices, and normally you would not be marking up these prices because they could buy these direct at the same price. The marketplace services, like I said, they are third-party, and we act as a pass-through agent. So we will invoice you, you invoice them at the same prices. Here's also, again, where you can toggle and see the difference between the partner view and the customer view in the price list. So there are a lot of things that you can see about an enrollment. I'm not going to go into those here, but to tell you that, you know, you're going to be able to see in the enrollment the enterprise administrator, the account owners, the subscriptions they have. These are all views that you would have as an enterprise administrator for that indirect enrollment. And I will refer you to the indirect enrollment onboarding guide and the demos related to an indirect enrollment to see those roles. This concludes really walking through the role of the partner administrator in the enterprise portal. Thanks for your time.